ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 8/5/2021. And if you go to Matthew 13, and if you look down there to verse 37, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom, or their Father who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the treasure hid in the field, that which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. And so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And oh, I just wonder about old Trumpka, whether he met Lucy this morning or not. You know, I just wonder about that. And you'll just have to do your own research if you don't know who that is. But I'm going to tell you, I saw Red China Joe getting his whole time in. And they had Commissar Kamala, because the Clintonistas are trying to buff up her image and make her more likable. So they all garnered her up and had her in a nice looking suit. It was more of a peachy, pinky color or whatever it was. And they had her up front, and she gave the introductory speech. And if you look behind on the dais there, or the podium at the Rose Garden, or the steps, you would see two American flags folded, of course, with the gold tassel, the British Maritime Law flags, the military flag, all right? But if you also would look and see two President of the United States flags. Well, you had two presidents there. You had Kamala, Commissar Kamala, and Red China Joe. So what they're doing is getting you, symbolically showing you that she's already a president. All right? And then pretty soon, old Red China Joe, they got to move him on out. But then again, somebody's got him on the good stuff. You know what I mean? Or they've cloned a previous one and put him in, or they got a double or whatever it is. But I see he talked about, and he had all the family of the Capitol Police officers and all of those which had heart attacks and that kind of thing, or who have committed suicide. And after Commissar Kamala gave a whole big wonderful speech, and boy, she did it really nice. So if you didn't know who she was or anything that she's doing, or that she was a communist, okay, and that all summer long, when the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa were attacking federal courthouses and burning down cities all over the United States and interrupting traffic on interstates and going into neighborhoods and throwing rocks through people's windows and terrorizing people or harassing people in downtown Chicago or terrorizing New York or L.A. or wherever it might have been, Minneapolis, Dallas, all the different places, you know, Houston, everywhere, St. Louis, Kansas City, where they went in and destroyed businesses and shops and threw rocks through the plate glass and burnt stuff and, you know, all of that kind of thing. Well, where are they all at now? Well, they got what they wanted. They've got Red China Joe, who took allegedly $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese via his son. And then he's up there talking about how the Capitol Police, you know, preserve democracy, okay? And that, you know, even during the Civil War, it never happened. So it's worse than during the Civil War. Well, let me tell you something. Red China Joe, you stole the show, and there's got millions of ballots that you faked, don't you know? And then I would assert that Mr. Trumpka may have had something to do with that, allegedly. And that all you see, now you got the Attorney General. He's going to investigate the, what? The Phoenix Police Department for bad stuff, you know. Well, the fact is that what he really wants to do is get all of his Asian tour and FBI into Phoenix and into Maricopa County to see if they can stop the exposure of the vote fraud that the Democrats did in stealing the election from Trump. This thing is like, you know, but I'm going to tell you, this is not the focus to be on completely. The focus that you need to be on for yourself, your family, is preparing for what is getting ready to come. Now, they're now talking about how if you are unvaccinated, and that could even mean that you had the COVID, which, let's just go back to one factor. A lot of people died, but less than 1% of those who caught the disease died. Now, you're talking about a number of people might be in the hospital, but I will tell you another thing, how they're doing that. This thing up the nose, the swab up the nose test, allegedly, doesn't work. The FDA's initial documentation about it, which has been put out, is quite interesting in that it says initially they didn't have any COVID-19 to use to create tests. So they created a test to test for the common cold and influenza. And if you had one particle of a coronavirus in there, then it gives you a positive test, supposedly. So we've got all these people. You go in to get your knee fixed up or knee replacement, or you go in to get an elective surgery. And the first thing you're going to do is jab that thing up your nose to see if you got the COVID. Oh, you've got the COVID. Well, we got to vax you. Oh, well, I don't want to vax. Oh, goodbye. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't want the vax, then you're in trouble. You know, you're in deep trouble. So what they do is they say then, that the people have been, they got the COVID vaccine, they list them as being in the hospital for the COVID, allegedly. That's allegedly. But I guarantee you can find some of that during all the deaths. I mean, I've heard people say, well, you know, Joe Blow went in there, he was in a car wreck and car accident, and he died of a, you know, of heart problems or something like that at the car accident. So, but they listed him as having died of the COVID-19. But the fact of the matter is the actual stats is less than 1% of anybody who caught the stuff died. And then they got rid of hydroxychloroquine when they tried to get rid of it. They tried to get rid of the ivermectin. And then we've got the, what is this, Regeneron or whatever it's called, and the monoclonal antibodies, which can be used to treat it very effectively. And doctors who have treated over 6,000 patients, like I believe, what's his name, Dr. Fareed and Dr. Tyson, that Hannity has on his radio show periodically. And they're using hydroxychloroquine. They're using ivermectin. They're using Z-Pak and zinc and vitamin D3 and C and all these different things. So I'm telling you, you know, Dr. McCullough got out of the whole game. He just cut all his stuff off and the whole nine yards. And now CNN is chasing him and, you know, around while he's riding his bike. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, they don't care about the logic on any of this stuff anymore. They're lying about everybody. I saw a clip High did one of his woo things. It was sent to me, and Clip High saying they lie about everything. They're lying all the time, the mainstream media. But he says what's happening is that the mainstream media is starting to retreat because they don't have enough of a credibility or power because people are starting to find out. So therefore, if you see any of these videos or any of the things that are really credible, where they've got like Dr. Ruby or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, or they've got Dr. Fareed or Dr. Tyson, or they've got former Pfizer employee. What was her name? Kingston, I believe. Karen Kingston. That Karen Kingston video was about the pegylated, P-E-G. Y, L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids as being part of a lipids complex that they put in to the spike protein jab with the spike proteins and all that. But they put the lipid complex in there, and she said that that essentially is allegedly is the secret trade secrets that Bill Gates was talking about in his research, you see. And the fact is, this is part of the hydrogel stuff that within that allows a hosting or a flowing of a bioelectric current. A bioelectric current. And that bioelectric current moves. The stuff moves, okay, all throughout the body. This complex of lipids and the nanoparticles and all the stuff moves throughout the body, goes into all the major organs. And it starts to cling on. Now, if you see, this D variant is not as active as they hoped that it would be. So now they've got the D plus variant, which they're talking about. Oh, it has a spike protein that attaches itself to the tissue of the body. Well, I might surmise that just maybe that's the spike protein that was in the jab, in the spike jab that is clinging to the thing. So they're using it to battle with the reason that there's some spiky protein clinging to the tissue of maybe the ovaries or the gonads or the heart or the lungs or the liver or the kidneys, you see. And then this Karen Kingston said that if the 5G, a certain frequency is sent out on the 5G, that this then can turn on, and incidentally, the pegylated lipids are the graphene oxide. Graphene oxide, and she said, Karen Kingston said, and she is a pharmaceutical researcher of all pharmaceutical companies, products, etc., legal matters, all that stuff, and she used to work for Pfizer as a high-level employee, and she said that Sinopeg, a corporation apparently in Red China, makes the pegylated lipids, makes the graphene oxide stuff for the vaccine manufacturers, okay? So I thought Red China was getting ready to attack us over Taiwan or you see all the juxtaposition, you see all the weirdness here, the strange bedfellows, the lies, the bull crap. But she says that this Graphene oxide is a known poison, but it doesn't show up in the documents for the patent. In the documents for the patent, they list some compounds. She gave the numbers of them and stuff. And she not only looked at the patent application, but the EUE, the European Union, documents, the Chinese documents where they specify, and also the Japanese documents. And she said that that's where these pegylated lipids or the graphene oxide does come in, because it's listed on the site of Sinopeg, listed as something they're making, and it's a pegylated lipid. Now, what she said was these make up part of the hydrogel, okay, that is to interface you, the human body, with the AI template, possibly through the internet. Or the AI template could also contact you via 5G or the beaming. Remember how old Hawk got the information from certain people, and they talked about the, he talked about the satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the physiological neurological template, which is you. They can do it from a satellite. HARP can do it. I remember talking with Nick Begich. I sat with him for hours and talked to him years ago, back in the 90s. One time in, let's see, two parts of Missouri. One time was in Independence, Missouri. Another time was at Oak Grove, Missouri, out there, at a Mid-American Constitution Association meeting, where they had all kind of speakers and all kind of people, and in conjunction with the local radio show north of the river in Kansas City, and a whole lot of other people. And it was a nationwide thing. Thousands of people attended. They had, you know, 30, 40 different speakers on multiple stages for multiple days. But I sat there and talked with Nick Begich, and that happened to be the time when he had what was called the Flanagan Neurophone, and he was demonstrating that to different people, how you could put the neurophone, say, on your arm, and all of a sudden, after a few minutes, you were hearing music playing from the player that neurophone was connected to. They could run the music or the tape recording or whatever, and you could hear in your head, in your mind, you could hear it, because it was being conducted by the bone and the tissue of the body up. And you could hear it after a few minutes in your head, okay? Hear the radio broadcast, hear the tape recording, hear the music, whatever it was. But that's when I sat there and talked to Dr. Nick Begich. And he also did all kind of books, and he did papers, and he testified before the European Union commissions and stuff like that. And back then, after he wrote Angels Don't Play This Harp, Angels Don't Play This Harp, the book, and then he did a lot of, he was on with Brother Quayle. He was on with Art Bell. He was all over the place on radio and different things, video. But Nick said back then that they could tune the harp to broadcast a certain frequency, and then to take care of it, and it could then bounce off the ionosphere or the atmosphere, you know, the ionospheric heaters and that kind of stuff, but do like bank shots with like a narrow beam, okay, and come down and hit something, or to pulse it and to cause an earthquake, or to do certain frequencies, and maybe you turn it sideways and you can do weather weapon stuff, or maybe you then can put a little broader broadcast beam and then create a certain frequency in a neighborhood or a city or a small region that would then cause people to go to sleep, or cause people to get very agitated, or to cause people to get very loving and friendly, and it's so wonderful here, and isn't it such a nice day? Or they have people that would then drive them to kill. Or it could possibly, with a certain frequencies, turn on a disease or some kind of an illness in that area. Well, they've improved it a lot since then, and they don't need the harp to do it. Could be done by what we used to call loony Google loony balloons. Now, apparently, that's all been taken over by the Pentagram, okay? And some off-the-shelf corporation in South Dakota. But the fact is, somebody just launched one way out at sea to watch our naval vessels off of Washington State, off of Bremerton up there. And also other areas. And then also up above, certain areas of the Dakotas and Nebraska, where you've got Strategic Air Command still located at, and where you got a little bit further up, Montana, that kind of thing, Dakotas, North Dakota, you've got the missile silos. Those are still there, and they're still beaming that crap to the Red Chinese, although allegedly, and I posit this as allegedly, but I can pretty doggone well figure it out, when you have a country give the president, future president of the United States, $1.45 billion, okay, then you've got to figure out that he allegedly was bought and paid for. And the whole deal at the Capitol then was also, in order to cover up for all of the steal of the election and all of the stuff that are now still finding out, but ain't nothing going to happen about it, I guarantee you. Because this thing is going to go belly up before the next elections, for president certainly. I hope it doesn't, but it will. Because these communist, Luciferian scumbags are driving this stuff down through the heart. They're putting a stake into the heart of America. But this PCR test that they're jabbing everybody with now in Florida and everywhere, after what? Red China Joe makes sure a whole lot of COVID-tested positive people from the border are being sent on your dime via bus or aircraft or even military aircraft into red states. They're being sent all over the United States, but they're being sent into Florida, being sent into Arizona, being sent into Texas, being sent into states that are voted for Trump and are traditionally more Republican. They're voting and sending them into there. Ohio, Kentucky, different places like that. And what they're doing is, they're going to say, hey, we're going to give you all this stuff. You're going to make $100,000 a year, as your family is. We'll give you all free medical care. We're giving you now today. They're going to give them lawyers. They're going to pay for their lawyer. When's the last time you tried to hire a lawyer and they didn't want a lien on your house, you know, because you didn't have the $5,000 retainer or something to hire them, you know? Or the $10,000 or whatever it is they wanted. And then they tell you, well, we just have to try to trick this out because going to court's too expensive. You don't have the money to go to court. All right. Well, isn't that interesting? So anyway, they're going to say that you, if you're unvaccinated, are a terrorist, going to try to put you on a no-fly list, but they're also going to say you can't go in. That's pretty much a done deal. Into a bar, restaurant, gym, movie theater, any kind of thing like that inside of New York City. Next thing you're going to say, you won't be able to go into a federal building or into a state building or into a post office or into a grocery store or into a pharmacy. Well, then you can't eat or you can't get your medicine or you can't go to court if they're trying to grab your house or sue you. If they want to They want you in court. Oh, and boy, if you get sent to jail, they'll jab you right away. They'll get some big old tups in there, and they'll hold you down and taser you and shoot you with the jab at the same time, okay? Look what they did to Jack Ruby all those years ago after he shot Oswald in the belly to keep his mouth shut and do dead men tell no tales elimination. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I lay awake at night sometimes and I stay up looking for him to come, and then I sleep catch as catch can other places and times. But I think about if they won't let you go to the grocery store, won't let you go to the pharmacy, and you can't get medical treatment because you're unvaccinated, because you're a terrorist, well, then they ought to just put you in a concentration camp, you see. Well, they're already creating them. They've already been created. And then I, for the life of me, I don't understand why these Walmart stores are closing for 2 and 3 days. I heard about another one down there around Jacksonville, Florida. That area, in the suburban area. And, you know, they talk about new and deadly stuff. And, oh, we don't know. And that nice old man. The NHI director, Francis Collins. Oh, he just wishes that people would be a little nicer and not send him so much mean email. And then Neil Cavuto says, well, I get a lot of that mean email too, you know. And oh, isn't it lovely and wonderful and all that kind of stuff, all right? But these communists, these people, these mad scientists, they will bring you, or attempt to bring you, to your knees. And they're not even discussing the fact that people who may have caught the virus, but got through it, got over it, and have antibodies in their system already, they're saying that they should get the shot. Well, then it's not about protecting against the virus, which its kill ratio was less than 1%. But what they're going to do is bring back something, you see, that is going to have a lot higher rate of this. Or they just used the 5G. And here's what that Karen Kingston said, that the 5G, if it is used to cause in the graphene oxide, i.e. the pegylated lipid, that if the 5G is used to cause a positive charge to the graphene oxide. The positive charge of the graphene oxide turns on the graphene oxide, and it will begin to go through your tissues and annihilate them. It'll be like the cytokine or cytokine storm, okay? It'll be like something that is, system, your immune system is turned on. No, it's this dadgum graphic oxide that latches up on your organs, and it'll start to chew through your heart or your brain or your kidney or your lung or your ovaries. And maybe you don't ever have children ever. Maybe that's part of the deal. We can just get cyborgs, you see. We can grow people little brains in the petri dishes and then attach them to Atlas robots, or the maybe we put a human brain. It would be cool to put it on that robot dog, you know, that one robot dog, or the robot mule, or whatever that thing is. Oh, that'd be great, right? Right out of the fallen angels' bullcrap. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you're not right with him and our Father in heaven, then right now, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Reach out to him. What do you got to lose? It's the best deal in town. If you're out there, if you're backslid, or if you never knew the Lord, but you're sitting there and you have the effect of a lot of warfare or a lot of drug abuse or a lot of criminal behavior or murder or whatever it is, then reach out to Lord Jesus. Repent. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll give you, he'll start to clean. Like you got factory windows that you can't see out of that in an old factory building, them old plate glass deals that have been around there, haven't been cleaned or washed for 30 or 40 years. And you know, you take a little water to them and a little rag and you try to get them and it just smears it all up. Then you keep going. Maybe you take some hot water and a little vinegar and an old newspaper print. You start to do that and you start to get somewhere. And then you keep going. And pretty soon, you've got windows that you can see clearly through. And there's no impediment there. There's no problem. That's what the Lord Jesus will do. He'll start to wash your sins away. He'll wash your sins away. And if there is any solution to any of these spike jabs, it's going to have a component of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven to bring you out of it and to prevent somebody from dying. Because what they're predicting is maybe in about 1 to 3 years that most of these people who've had the spike jab will be dead. Dead. Just think about everybody in your family who took it. And you say to yourself, oh no, what can I do now? Or maybe you took it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you need to start looking into these different doctors. Sherry Tenpenny, Mercola, I would have said, Dr. Ruby, there's all kind of different people. I think somewhere in Missouri, there's a guy, Dr. L, let's call him, you know, that has use the RFID stuff to read, and he gets readings off the people's arms and down through their body. He's duplicated the experiments he's seen on the internet, on the videos, the magnets, all of that stuff, and he said, man, we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble. But you can start with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And you can pray that they will assist you and perform medical miracles on you or on a loved one. They can also assist you and tell them, Lord, can you direct me to the proper medical people and the proper researchers, the proper doctors with have the protocols that can remove this stuff from my body so that I do not die, so my children who I made get the shot do not die, so my grandmother and my mom and dad and all the people, I told them they had to get it. And so they do not die. And so, Lord, I do not die. But according to what's going on, that's going to be pretty hard to do. Oh, boy. There was supposed to be an upcoming Christian event in St. Louis. And after Media Matters did a hit piece on it, the people that sell the tickets for events canceled and refunds tickets to the upcoming Christian event. This is not about some normal, regular thing. This is about the Luciferian communist scumbags using the Red Chinese as the hammer, using your enemy to chastise America, just like it was to be the Russians. The Russians are also involved, but the Red Chinese is who have bought this, allegedly this government, and own the Pentagon. And this Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Milley, Joint Chief of Staff Milley, you are a communist. And the Admiral Gilday, Naval Operations. You got navies out there. You're going to do a big war games with the Navy. I told you the other day to get them out of the barn in North Island. You had all the planes, the F-35s and all the stuff up there on the Hornets, on your two carriers, the Stennis and the Lincoln. I said, you better get them out of the barn. And you, now you guys are going to get them out of the barn. You're going to go to the worldwide war games, okay? Well, just to let you know, the Red Chinese already got one of their loony balloons that you guys probably launched against yourself to overwatch what's coming out of Bremerton in that area. There'll be others that are up there as well, all right? And then they're over in Nebraska, the Dakotas, Montana, where the silos are all at. They're at above 60,000 feet, line of sight. They can watch everything you're doing. They could also, because they have onboard frequency generators and weapons that are not about power to overwhelm, but about the frequency. Beep, 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 you know? Whatever the frequency is, they can take out. Oh, listeners, are you listening, Pentagram? Are you listening, Pink Jockstrap Gilday? They can take out electronically using the Russian, Iranian, and now Red Chinese electromagnetic pulse stuff. They could defeat and take out your new test of the hypersonic missile. Oh, second time it blew up on you, didn't it? Did not work. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be buying water purification. That's Berkey's of whatever type. There's the great giant imperial ones. There's the, you know, the regular Berkey, there's the Berkey Light, but you got to get the black Berkey filters because they take out a large portion, 99% of the chemicals, and they take out viruses, bacteria, parasites. And then when you store the water, you can store the water after you've filtered it. And then if you want to store it for a while, you can get these aerobic sevens and these different oxygenating water products. Aerobic 7 is one brand name. And you can treat that, and that will keep the stuff from getting in. If you use a dark-colored container, like a blue water container, dark blue, and I would get the smaller ones that stack. I've got some 50-gallon drums, you know, the blue 55-gallon barrels, and I've got a lot of water, but they're a little hard to transport. But be that as it may, if you've got the big ones, put them in front of your expedient shelter in your basement or your garage where you've got it, you know, bricked in with maybe some lean-to of 3/4-inch plywood with a 2x8 or 2x6 on the bottom or 2x10 on the bottom and sides, and so that you can stack block or bricks up on it. And so that then you could also then put all of your food stuff around the ends. And then on the different ends, you could put those water barrels because that would also help you to defeat neutron weapons. They don't have to blow everything up. They can use a neutron bomb. And Brother Quayle years ago had Mr. Cohen on who had developed it or created it. And he said back then that it was given to the Red Chinese by Bush and those people, Bush having been the ambassador to China back then. And then also it was given to the Israelis, and then the Israelis sold stuff to the Red Chinese a lot of times for money. And the reason they did is because the Red Chinese secretly were the first people to recognize Israelis, so they always had a sort of a backdoor relationship where they talked to each other. But it doesn't make any difference now, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be getting water purification and storing water, or be able with collapsible jugs or whatever it might be, stackable items that you can lift and then set in your truck and go, or set in your trailer or your RV and go. You need also food. You know, everybody's laughed all these years. Old Hawk says, oh, he just says, get one of them chunky soups. Ha, ha, ha. What's he know about it? Well, if you can still get long-term storage food, and maybe you can. Certain places have it. Other places, it's pretty hard to get. But whatever you're going to do, you need enough if you could. The ideal goal would be to have enough food for yourself and your family and any friends you want to be, have a close friend, to have enough food for the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Wouldn't that be a goal? If you got the money, buy 3-4 years. But if not, all you got is another $2.79 or $3, then you better get you another can of Progresso beef barley or chunky soup or whatever it might be, and you better put that back a can of Spam. But I like the soups because you got the vegetables, the meat, the vegetables, potatoes, the gravy all wrapped. You got the moisture wrapped up. And yeah, it's not gourmet, organic, vegan food. But it's a ration, and you can fight and live on it. This thing is going to come unglued. And they want it to come unglued. Because the other layer of the thing is, you've still got all these provocateurs. The COINTELPRO FBI wants to fiddle with boys internally, you see. You got all the different sneaky Pete's and DIA, EIEIO, and CIA, and NSA, and NRO, and all this stuff. I got everybody, the same ones who did the Jade Helm. Okay, the Marine Corps and the Army and the Navy SEALs, all the different people, they got all this stuff and they're trying to cause those that are not true patriots, those that do not believe really in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, those that have no belief in our Father in Heaven and the Lord Jesus, but just the ones who say, I don't care what door they go in, they choose that. I just go in there and kill them all. All right? I don't care what door I'm going in. But you're going to care because the Lord Jesus' angels, can you hear it? Do you see the red flashing light in the back of your brain? Tear, do you see it? You evil mad scientists, Fauci and all those, Barrick and Francis Collins of the Collins elite, no doubt, you see. Allegedly. And you see that they're not nice, kind little old men. That they're sitting there and they're using mRNA to redirect your DNA. To Borgify you so they can control you when the 6G finally comes in. Or they're doing a little bit of it now. They can excite that stuff without it turning on to turn get you. And if you've not seen the videos of when the 5G or whatever is applied, that the stuff starts to dance on the petri dish or on the plate glass, and it forms different symbols and different things. It's almost like it's an alien virus or something, but it's graphene oxide made by Sinopec. But then again, if that ain't enough of a killer diller, which even this Delta is what, 0.08% killer? 0.008%? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you go out and get in your car, and you go out and get on the expressway, or even in downtown Wattshear on a busy market day. Wattshear's in Iowa, by the way. Dunlap would be too big of a town, but Wattshear might be smaller. Hampton, Kearney, Nebraska, Beatrice, all kind of places that are small towns. Certain places where they got the, my buddy down in Mississippi, certain places up in Michigan. And all the Upers, you could drive there for a while and not see a car. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that the stuff will excite this thing, and if they zap it with a frequency and it turns it on and it starts to annihilate your tissue in the body, then guess what? That's a kill switch on human beings. It's a kill switch on those who are vaccinated. But the vaccinated allegedly can shed spike proteins that may have some of this stuff, this golden lipid stuff, the cluster of the lipids. And as well as the pegylated lipids, the graphene oxide, there are other lipids. There are fossilized lipids or fats from fossils, you see. Or I think Brother Quayle's got a story up there today about ancient viruses, or excuse me, ancient funguses, viruses, and germs coming up out of the ice in Antarctica and various places. Let's see if I can find that. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's see. SteveQuayle.com. 28 prehistoric viruses unknown to science were found in a glacial ice cores. They are thought to be around 15,000 years old. And then Brother Quayle's comment is, the bioweapon designers now have new and deadly pathogens to kill with once they have them in the lab. Well, they're getting them in the lab. I also know that down in Aussie land, Australia, they come from a land down under. Then in Australia, a big corporation, allegedly. I believe even Tom Cruise and the Mission Impossible crew did a story about a certain virus that could kill the planet. And about how a certain chemical corporation or pharmaceutical corporation perfected something down there. And then it was stolen by the terrorist, you know, and all that. Remember that movie? What was it, Mission Impossible 2 or 3? I don't know which one it was. Maybe 2. And anyway, they had a Ebola pox that was a combination of Ebola and some kind of a mouse pox or monkey pox. And they jazzed that up with gain-of-function research, don't you know? Allegedly, they ginned that baby up to where it had over a 90% kill ratio, and also they had increased the ability for you to catch it. Now, that one would scare the crap out of them because that might get away and get some of the loosies, you see. But something that they can use to lock you down that has a less than 1% kill ratio, meaning 99% of all the people who catch it live. They may have some problems and stuff, but they live. But if they give you a vaccine, alleged vaccine or spike jab, that actually causes more problems and the ability to cause more death than the actual virus, plus the fact that they've run you out of business, you've gone bankrupt, you've lost your job, they've now got you at home, you can't get out, you can't do anything, you got to wear the mask, your kids are getting stunted or they're getting dumber and dumber every year, they're getting maladjusted, and then they're letting all the criminals out of jail or just bond, not even requiring a bond, and just leave them out of jail to start with. Don't even arrest them. Then what they're doing is creating chaos. And they're using lies to cover for it. The father of all lies is Lucy, the devil himself. And I'm going to tell you, I've talked to a lot of so-called Christians. They go to church, but they do not know Jesus. And then they also think that the devil is just something that you see on Halloween. That all that is not really real. It's just kind of real, but not really, you see. Science fiction. But it's nice to go to church and wear our nice church crowns or hats or put on our good suit and go to Sunday, go to meet and tie and go and sing and have fun. Of course, you got to wear your mask. Or if you're in Canada, they just come and arrest you for having church. Or in the United States. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that if they use these 28 ancient viruses, and you know, there's an, interestingly enough, these birds. And over the years, we've talked about these birds before. Our brother Quail had a source who was a pilot that flew, if you recall, back at a certain period of time when stuff was coming up the flyways and we were getting equine encephalitis, you see. Or we were getting, the West Nile virus. And the mosquitoes were carrying it and the fleas and all that stuff. Well, there used to be on the Cuban island, a lab that was catching songbirds, putting the exposing them to infected fleas and mosquitoes and putting them on there, then putting them on out, putting them up the flyway off of ships, and then go on up the flyway and go to where they normally go. Transmit and take the viruses or the different bugs. But then at one point in time, allegedly, according to Quail's source back then, it was a good source because they were the one that were a pilot. And the SAS was on the way clandestinely, you see, whatever, you know, Para 24 or whatever, one of those kind of 20 groups out of the UK, but let's just say an SAS unit. They're not the boat units, but they have a boathouse. They do have a boathouse in Hereford. They do have a boathouse, you know, and I know the color of their boathouse. It's blue. So just so you know, that's an inside thing, and I do know it's blue. But be that as it may, they were going to go in and take out the Cuban lab. But in the middle of the night, that was all transferred onto certain aircraft. Of course, the pilot didn't know what he was going to be flying. He flew that, and some of the lab people flew them down with old Hugo Chavez. Flew them down to Venezuela way, you see. A lot of that stuff was moved down there. But they actually utilized the birds. Now we've got allegedly in the songbirds, they're going thin and getting sick, and they're going sort of blind, particularly on the East Coast areas and on into the Ohio Valley and that kind of stuff. I'm seeing a little bit out here, but not as much. Seeing a lot of small birds. But apparently they've used some kind of a black fungus on them. And there are prehistoric fungi or funguses that have also been noted. Black prehistoric molds and funguses and different stuff that comes down out of the chemtrails. This is really, really, really real stuff. Stuff is getting ready to happen. You need to prepare as quickly as you possibly can. But the first preparation is to seek Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, to have Him come into your heart and let to wash you clean. And when you start to feel that you're with Him and He's with you and you know that better than your own address or your children's names, when you know that to that degree, then you can stand in the gap against the real enemy, the Luciferians, the communists, and their minions who are going to come and try to force vaccinate you. Did you see in Alpena, Michigan today? Alpena, Michigan. They landed a warthog, an A-10 warthog, on a road, on a public road in Alpena, Michigan. It landed and then took off. That's part of a program going on around the country. Remember I told you last week that the Senate was telling the airports they had to keep the A-10 warthogs. And I told you that was to be because they're going to come to attack you. And I told you about Greg Evenson and the yard farming and all the stuff. And then also now we've got the special operations groups have their own special planes or smaller transports where they're also in the same program starting to land some of them on roads near you. Now, years ago, I saw a light plane that was back in the early 60s that was landed on a street in a subdivision because they had some trouble or they just actually, if you really want to know the truth, the guy who flew it wanted to come home and get something out of his house because he flew surveys to count the eagles along the Mississippi River. And the Illinois River and other tributaries, you see. And he just flew in and landed and he got some stuff out of the house and then he took back off. And that was a different era. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Mighty men and women about. Use your high technology to strike close. Van Engel Rangers, I know you're betting. You're the boss, man. You're the boss, man. Nah. Wrote it back. I hope you're doing all your drills and all your stuff. You can come out and I'll show you that. They give you some of that. Look at the gutters. Aw, you bitches. Hey, Lord, you protect you against all evil. Fine. But, so you might prepare tonight and tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff can go down at any time and maybe next week. Good night. Ooh.